Lose the Cape Podcast, episode 31.
Welcome to the Lose the Cape Podcast, where we get real with busy moms and talk about how they survive their daily juggle. If you are a busy mom who believes in the idea of moms helping moms with tips, tools, and resources to survive, this is the podcast for you.
Good morning, everyone, and happy, happy Monday. It's time to get up and get going again, get those kids back to school, which I don't feel too sad about, actually. As I record this, it's actually September 11th, and today's been kind of a bit of a somber day for me. For those of you who don't know my background, I actually served active duty in the Air Force, and my husband served active duty Marine Corps, and we were both active duty when 9/11 happened, and the next like 7 years of our lives were really crazy because of everything that happened. You know, obviously this isn't about us, but more so about all of the people who died on that day and what a horrific event it was, and remembering them and not forgetting the sacrifices that those families made and the pure, absolute heroism shown by first responders and firefighters, obviously our first responders, and just everybody who was there on the scene and anybody who came out to help regardless of their calling in life. You know, it's crazy because it's been 15 years and I feel like I had to search for things this year in my news feed. Normally it seems like all day long, all you see is posts about 9/11 and where we were and what we were doing. And I mean, I realize that as time goes on, people heal and we stop thinking about these things as much, and that's the way it should be. But it's kind of sad to me as well because it has only been 15 years and we are still in a war, and people are still deployed and away from their family and in harm's way. And I feel like we can't stop thinking about it until all of them are home and we're not facing this war still. But anyway, it was kind of interesting because my son and I were talking about it in the car the other day. And I said, oh goodness, it's almost time to think about September 11th again. And he asked me, he was like, well, you know, he was like, oh, is that when they flew the planes into the buildings in New York? And I said, yeah. And he was like, well, why do we have to keep talking about it? And I thought, you know, that's a really good question. And I guess the only thing, I mean, history is important. But for me, as I thought about why we have to keep talking about it, it's because of more than just history. It's because of the fact, like I just mentioned, there's still people in danger. There's still people overseas. And I don't constantly live a life where I'm afraid of terrorist attacks. But I think it is important that we remember why we have to take our shoes off at the airport and why we have to be patient through long security checks, and, you know, why some of the things that are in place in our society that weren't there 15 years ago are the way that they are. And I mean, it's kind of hard to explain to a child, but at the same time, like, the reason that they have to do, you know, certain drills at school comes from terrorism and these types of things. And I don't know, it's hard to explain to a child, isn't it? But I guess I just wanted to say a few words about it and to, you know, make sure that all of us continue to think about it and remember it, just because it is important. And I know that we have a lot of moms in our community who are married to active duty military members, and their lives certainly are still impacted by the events of 9/11, whether they, you know, think about that every day or not. But anyway, so that was just my memory day, my memory moment, I guess. I had, sorry, yawn, 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 get rid of that. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, to talk about it because I think it's important that we do continue to remember it and to honor and not let it get too far out of our minds. On a totally, completely different note, we're going to change gears and we're going to talk today to a really upbeat, despite my not so upbeat introduction, really upbeat Celeste Kaufman. And I'll, of course, tell you more about her when we get into the interview. But this was a really fun interview, and she is just a delight to interview and to talk to and listen to. And we covered, she's a counselor, and we covered all kinds of things, not only about stress and dealing with stress and anxiety, but also about organization and different things like that. So it's a really great interview, and I hope that you'll be able to listen to it and enjoy it. As always, you can find all of our show notes at losethecape.com/podcast/31 for this show. And I just hope that you'll head on over to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review or follow us or all those great things so that other people can find us too if you like our show. All right. Thank you and have a great day. All right. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Lose the Cape podcast. I'm Alexa Bigwarf, your host. Today, I am pleased to welcome Celeste Kaufman. She is a professional counselor and owns the site Thoughtful, or the business Thoughtful Journey Counseling in Florence, Alabama. So another Southerner, yay. She's passionate about helping women make behavioral changes to overcome overwhelm, squash stress, and live life well. So we'll talk more about Celeste's Quiet Mind Collective, her membership site for women, throughout the interview, and get some great tips on stress relief strategies, I hope. So thank you so much for being with us today, Celeste.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited. This is one of those things that really charges me up to be in front of women who are sort of facing the same battles as me, because it makes me feel a lot less alone, which is awesome.
Yes. And you know, so do you work from the home or do you have a brick and mortar office?
I do have a brick and mortar. I used to work from home a little bit, and then I just realized I really needed to have that separation. I used a co-working space for a while, you know, where I split the office with a couple of different people. So just this year is when I've really gone to just having, it's totally me and this whole space is mine, which is awesome. But I had to have that for the separation, you know, between home and work, because otherwise I'd be like chasing laundry around all day and doing random stuff that totally did not relate to the business. So yeah, I'm brick and mortar right now, which is awesome.
That would be nice. I would love to be able to leave the insanity of my home office. Well, maybe one day I'll get to that point. Or my kids will get to the point where our house isn't so chaotic all the time. Does that ever happen? How old are your kids?
Yeah, no, I have a preschooler, so I'm not sure that it ever happens. Like, yeah, I mean, I have friends with teenagers and college age, and I think it's still pretty crazy. And so, yeah, I don't know that it ever gets any better. And I think if you're working from home, really the only thing that you can do is maybe try to have a dedicated space. I mean, I know that it looks like that you do, but I had a friend who had a closet. She was like, pulled the doors, like she could pull the doors shut and like put this tie on it so the kids can get in. And she had a chair that she would just push up to it. And I was like, that is pretty genius, actually. She was a designer, so she's really smart about her stuff space. Like that. But yeah, it helps to have the space.
Oh, that's a smart idea. Yeah, I am lucky to have a little corner of our frog, as we call the room over the garage.
Cool.
But it's if I were to pan out, you'd see that it's not a big space and the rest of this room is just pure chaos. But anyway, well, we skipped right past your opportunity to tell us a little bit more about yourself. So if you want to give us a little bit of your background and how you got to where you are, that'd be great.
Yeah, I would love that. So I started out as a counselor for schools, higher education, and then also a pretty large middle school. And then eventually segued that through kind of a traumatic story, which maybe we can get into in a little bit. But I segued into opening my own business. I decided that was something that I really wanted to kind of get started on. And after the birth of my child, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if you had that moment too, where it was like, what have I been doing all this time?
Yes.
I need to do something. You know, I had all these goals and I haven't achieved any of those. And so I got started kind of segued in sort of part-time opening a business in a co-working space, which is Thoughtful Journey Counseling. We talked about that's where I see clients personally one-to-one and also families just for counseling. And I do some counseling in schools still a little bit. They hire me on a per hour basis to do that. And so that went awesome. Once I kind of got my feet wet with it and realized that it was really going to go well, that's when I was able to branch out on my own and get this space myself, which has been a total blessing and a really cool change for me. And then just in the last 3 months, I've launched quietmindcollective.com, which is an answer to some of the online services that clients were asking me for. They wanted to have an opportunity to learn about stress relief and managing overwhelm and that kind of stuff, but they wanted to do it from home, which I understand because they maybe couldn't get into the office to see me or it was prohibitive to drive. So that's what I've launched most recently too.
Well, that's great. So, well, I don't know. It might make more sense for you to just talk a little bit about that before we get into some of your tips and strategies for calming down the overwhelm.
Yeah, I would love that. So, quietmindcollective.com is a really neat resource. We've marketed it sort of as group coaching, but if you're familiar with membership websites, it's similar to that as well. So what you do is you just purchase your membership, and I actually have a coupon code for you to be able to have your listeners try it for $1. So I mean, basically nothing lost, right? $1 to be able to try it for their first 30 days and see what they think. But the way that it works is that every week I upload content, and because I'm a licensed therapist, you're not just getting somebody's random opinions about whatever. You're getting actual, like, true, this is based in research, this is what actually works. And I create a library of sorts every month. And so every week you get content uploaded rather than just a whole big slew of it at the beginning of the month. And that helps you kind of pace yourself and not get stressed. But it's something new every week. It's strategies or it's case studies or it's interviews with people that have anxiety or have stress, and we learn how they've managed that. And every fifth Monday of the month, we have a live call. So you can call in and you can actually do questions and answers, which is really fun. So, I mean, if you calculate up the value of what it would normally be to get that much time for coaching, it comes up to somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, like $400 to $500. Yeah. And with this, it can be even cheaper. It's cheaper than my gym membership. I mean, it's $37 a month to do that. And especially if you try it for $1, there's no obligation. You just quit at any time. There's also no minimum contract. So that's, I feel like it's a really good service to let people get in and sort of recharge their batteries before they go dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sounds like a great site. So what are some examples of some of the types of materials that you provide?
Well, just this month, we are talking about obsessive compulsive disorder. The site is actually usually about 1/4 devoted to actual clinical anxiety and about 3/4 related to just general stress management and wellness. Mm-hmm. So our video for the beginning of this month, which would be August when we're recording this, we did a video on exactly what OCD means, because I have a lot of people who are like, you know, I noticed that my kids do something that's kind of strange and it worries me, or I feel like, am I too clean, you know? And so debunking some of those myths about OCD, that's one thing that we have this month. Later in the month, we have a couple of recommendations on some podcasts that I've sort of curated from around the web that are really good with stress relief. We have upcoming in one of the months, learning about social anxiety. So people that get really overheated and anxious and nervous in crowds or even just in small groups, learning how to deal with that. And we have some cool case studies coming up with a couple of guys who are runners. They learn that marathon running and long distance running actually help them with their anxiety. So I love hearing from people who can say, this is what worked. And then, because you never know when that light bulb is going to go off, and you'll hear something that's like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
That's really interesting and good for them, because the thought of running 26 miles makes me very anxious. So,
Oh yeah. I was like, no guys, before you agree to this, you have to realize like, I will never run. Like, you're not going to convince me. I mean, something would have to be chasing me if I were going to run.
I did actually complete a full marathon one time. So I know that it's not something I ever want to do again. Yeah. Almost 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. Holy moly. Now I can't run to my mailbox, but you know, I'm working on that again.
Yeah, good for you.
All right, so let's get down to, oh, I did want to ask one other thing. You mentioned noticing things that are going on with your kids. So some of your content is for moms who are like trying to figure out, like my son has ADHD. Do you have stuff that speaks to that?
I sort of try to pull resources that are pretty familiar to women. The site is for men and women, but my counseling practice is actually almost entirely based in women. And I didn't start out that way. It's just that women in this life stage of having young kids really seem to relate to me. And I had this big library from being a school counselor of all these things that are helpful. And so, yeah, there are a lot of mom tips. There are a lot of times that I speak to moms and it resonates with everybody, but moms can really be like, oh, okay. Because as a mom, one of the things that we worry about so much is our kids and the health of our kids. It's not just us anymore, right? It becomes that whole cycle. And so there's actually a recording right now on the site of a webinar that I did. It's a Worried Moms webinar. And it talks about how to identify is what you're doing kind of a natural worry that most moms experience, or have you sort of surpassed that and maybe we need to look at some different things. Like one of the tips, for example, if you are worried about your kids, going to the doctor a whole lot, like if you're going to the doctor, you know, 10 times a year, maybe even 5 or 6 times a year with yourself or with your kids, that's, you know, a pretty significant sign that there could be anxiety or stress at play, right. You know, versus just like, oh yeah, this is just the sniffles again. Your child doesn't have like, you know, Epstein-Barr or something like,
right.
You know, gosh, awful.
Significant.
And it's funny because, you know, WebMD says that somewhere between 75% to 95% of doctor's visits are actually related to stress. And we think that it's something physical. And when I saw that going on with myself, I was like, hold up, I've got to stop paying the co-pays and start just doing like normal daily stress relief.
Right. That's so true. Well, we may have to have you back on another time just to talk about moms and their worries, because I think we could probably do an entire interview about that.
You could. I mean, that's one of my biggest sellers. I'll say that, moms and their worries.
Oh, I'm sure. All right. So let's talk then about some actual tips and strategies on what you work through with your clients when they come in and they're just crazy overwhelmed with life, small kids doing what they do. What types of tools do you give them, strategies? How do we calm the overwhelm?
Well, I always like to start with a real observation. Like, we want to get down to what the meat of the matter really is, because truly people who come to my office, or a lot of times people who join Quiet Mind Collective, they think, okay, I have a really good beat on this. I know exactly what it is that's causing my stress. And then the more that we'll talk, the more we'll realize it's something totally, totally different. And I noticed that myself. Once I was having an issue with a family member that was, and I was just feeling really stressed, really overwhelmed, but I was really kind of depressed about it. And so I, being a therapist, said, let me do good modeling here and go see a therapist. And she asked me to sort of keep a log of when I was experiencing these feelings. And what I realized was it was anxiety so much more than it was depression. And I would have guessed it at the other. So that just goes to show you, even a trained person can't always see for yourself what it is exactly. So that's always step one for me. I always try to provide folks with a moment to say, let's observe and sort of see what it is that's actually going on. And I have a 5-day challenge, anxiety challenge, and that has in it a couple of little tips for how to observe yourself and kind of say, what is this exactly? How can I be totally sure? So, because if we're working on the wrong thing, it doesn't make any sense, right?
Exactly.
So yeah. So just keeping a simple log, like even on your phone, to say, what are the times that I'm feeling super, super overwhelmed? And, you know, I hear a lot of moms say that it's that like 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, like right between school and dinner kind of time. And so then if we know that that's the only time all day that you're feeling really, really stressed, then okay, we attack that part of the day. You know, we don't have to look at strategies for other parts of the day. So observing is always one of the first ones for me. And then I like to just use really common sense problem solving. One of the webinars that I did last year was 5 tips to rise and shine, because you know how hard it is to get out the door in the morning and how stressful.
Yes, yes, very much.
Yeah. And so I love coming up with concrete strategies and being like, okay, if there is a fight with your daughter every day about what she's going to wear, then doesn't it make sense to go in on maybe Sunday low stress day and come up with 5 outfits for the week and like set them all out. She can pick whichever one she wants for whatever day, but it's not, you know, every morning, can I wear these shorts or can I wear this, you know, tube top or whatever, you know, whatever your kids are into.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic idea. So simple.
Yeah. So simple. Right. And that's the thing is that we practically know sort of what some of those strategies are, but we sort of need somebody to remind us, or we need to know how that works in practice. Essential oils are a good one. Everybody's so into essential oils now, and I think they're fun. I mean, I love to smell things, but I totally did not know how to use those. And so now I'm getting into that a little bit more. I signed up for a webinar with Jess Garay on how to use oils for mood management. I'm super excited to try that in August. But so now I use peppermint oil in the morning to just sort of give me that energized feeling in the morning and wake up a little bit, because that can be a stressful time, but it's a lot less so if I get up a little bit earlier and I have that moment sort of a calm. So you see what I mean about those little small practical things to like plug into your day.
Sure. Well,
lots to digest.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
maybe I overwhelmed you with too many.
I know. Okay. So, let's talk about some practical tips, I guess, then that I can employ in my day to, you know, the kids are going back to school soon. So, that's going to just completely open up the door for less stress. I hope it may open a whole new door open. Oh, goodness gracious. This is what happens to me when I'm overwhelmed. I start like, blah, 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 blah.
You are not the only one, believe me. Well, you know, Alexa, what might help for you, this was a game changer for me, was I read this really awesome book. It's by Chris Bailey. And that's not my notes, so I'm like 99% sure that's true. Chris Bailey, and it's called The Productivity Project. And Chris was talking about ways to get more done. Like, that's what we all want to do, right? Is get more done in a day. And sometimes the answer is that, you know, we have to get a plan in place. And sometimes the answer is just that there's too much. And something that he said that really resonated with me that I have used a ton is that our brains are meant for having ideas, not for holding them. So let that sink in. Like, yeah, your brain is meant for having ideas and thinking and solving problems. It's not meant for holding in your head like, oh my gosh, we have to get 38 number 2 pencils sharpened. We need to get this many outfits laid out. We have to have this for lunch tomorrow. You know, your brain is not designed to hold that. And so one of Chris's techniques that I found life-changing was to do, and this sounds so simple, you're going to be like, duh, Celeste. But to just do that brain dump where you are, but he even broke it down and was like, write down everything, no matter how little, you know, if it's clipping your fingernails, write that down. And I was like, that's ridiculous. You know, I'm not going to, but I did. I said, I'm feeling really overwhelmed, especially during the summer when we had like kind of random childcare things and I was trying to launch the new site. So I took like maybe an hour and took this list and just every single solitary thing, like even if it was like something that could be done in less than a minute, like I'm looking over there and I'm like, there is a paper ball sitting on the television counter. I need to pull that down. Like, I'm like, put that on the list, you know, instead of attacking it. And I cannot tell you how liberating that was after I got everything down on that sheet of paper to look at it. And it was almost like there was a moment of feeling, just this clarity. Like, I felt like things just lifted off of me because now it was all down on paper. I didn't have to try to hold it, you know, up here in my brain. It was all down. And then it was also kind of relieving to see that the list was not going to be like 75 pages like I thought it would. It was, I was just like, I have more to do than anyone else. And so that was pretty comforting too, because when I looked at it and it was like, okay, this is 3 or 4 page, you know, college rule list. But it was really cool because then I knew at least there was an ending to it. And it's been really fun because I then pretty quickly was able to knock out a bunch of those things really, really quickly. Oh, you have a little one joining you.
She's right here. Can you go ask Brayden to help you with that, please? You know, I used to worry about that and try and edit that stuff out. But now I'm like, you know what? This is what my life is. And my audience is supposed to be people pretty much like me. So they'll get it and they'll forgive it that she wants to watch Frozen and her brother's busy playing Minecraft. So
But it's real though, right? That's real life.
Yeah, I am sorry that we interrupted
That is
your
real.
train of thought there.
No,
But
I'm good. But I'm just thinking that brain dump idea, like to me, even though that sounds like it is so simple, sometimes the simplest things, because we don't try them, we're just like deep breathing. I'll tell my clients, okay, we need to be doing daily deep breaths, like three breaths where you breathe into a count of four and you breathe out to a count of 10. You have to do that every day. And I feel like my clients are like, well, I tried that once, like in the seventh grade. And I'm like, yeah, well, I brush my teeth once in
right
the seventh
in.
grade too, but then I had to keep doing it.
Right, exactly.
Like it's not
Well,
a
that's
one
a,
time.
exactly. And that's the thing with routines too. And I hear this more and more from different coaches and webinars is that, you can't just do anything one time and expect it to be a raging success first time around the block, So yeah, good point. Well, I'll have to try that. I'll have to when we get off of this podcast, I will have to. I can tell that I'm overwhelmed because I keep having to take these really big deep breaths. Got a
Yes,
lot
and that is
going on this week,
a key.
but
Yeah, that's a signal too. Like being able to listen to your body, I think, is a really good part of learning to manage stress and anxiety, because your body will show you a lot of times when you're overwhelmed before your brain will. I remember I used to have this weird like stomach pain that would go on when I would be, and I started noticing like, it's every day when I turn onto this particular street. And then I remembered, okay, this is the street where I work. And it wasn't that I didn't like my job. It was just that I was, there was like road construction. The morning was always super busy at this as a school counselor. And so being able to, recognize that and say, okay, yeah, I'm really overwhelmed and like I'm having this stomach ache because I'm turning down my street. Then I was able to take several deep breaths and just get, okay, I've gotten, my body relaxed by taking those breaths. And then just magically that, not magically, but using the mind-body connection, then some of that, like stomach ache that happened would go away. And so, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's a habit thing. It's listening to your body and then saying, I need to check in with myself and figure out what these two are connected. Head and body are connected.
Absolutely. Sorry, I was trying to unmute myself and didn't get it unmuted right there. I have chaos going on in the background, so I figured I would take that out of our recording. But
Sure.
so now you have a preschool age child and you're working from out of the home. How do you manage to get it all balanced? And do you actually have a time of day that is most overwhelming?
I do. I mean, it's like herding cats, I mean, honestly, it is. I try to present as much as I can a really, really calm front, especially dealing with clients with anxiety. They would freak out if I was anxious too. So I have to build in some things in my day. One is that I get up pretty early. I mean, I know I've heard you say that as well, that you try to get up before the kids. I have really early risers in my house. My husband's on shift work, and so he gets up early as well. And so I try to build that in a little bit. I try to have that routine of being able to not maybe check email first thing in the day, but to have everything prepped for the night before. That's definitely a key. And then be able to have a to-do list kind of going for the morning and attacking those things that I have to do in the morning first versus just sitting down and like checking Twitter or something that helps my business, but that doesn't directly move the needle for that day. And so, yeah, so challenging times for me would be probably right before we go out the door. So, that moment that you have to commute in the morning, like
Yes,
everyone, and it's like,
absolutely.
why are you only wearing one shoe?
Yes, or why don't you have on any shoes?
I know, right? Exactly. Where are my shoes? How did they walk away? I don't know. And so that is pretty stressful. I kind of control that by having like I call it a landing station. My brother-in-law makes so much fun of me about that because I did it at my sister's house too, where you have like a specific things that places go, that things go, a place where they go. And so like, it's like, no, my keys are always here. My phone is always there. The backpack is always here. The lunchbox is always here, and that, I know that sounds probably a little bit neurotic, but that's the way that I can kind of handle that morning time. And then the evening time is really hard for me. The whole pick up from school, get home and get dinner, that is just, it's a nightmare. I mean, it's a nightmare. It always is. It always has been, even before I had kids. But so for me, being able to manage that time of day is about snacks. Do you do snacks at your house after school?
Oh, yes, we do snacks.
Yeah, like, and so I have like snacks everywhere, because one thing that we teach addicts, and it's good for all mental health, is this thing HALT. Have you ever heard HALT before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, okay. It's hungry, angry, lonely, tired. So if you're hungry,
Oh,
angry,
yes.
lonely, and tired, you're going to go downhill fast. Like whatever is your vice is going to be worse if you're HALT, you know?
Yeah.
So
I
hungry
suffer
is
from
always,
HALT.
yeah. Hungry always makes me angry.
Yes, me
So
too. I'm one of
I,
those hangry people.
yes, hangry. That is it. That is it. So, having those snacks on hand is something really good for me and for my family. And then that way I don't feel like the second I bust in the door, I don't even have time to like take my shoes off before I have to be, preheating the oven or something like that. Because cooking is sort of the bane of my existence. If I get really successful, I'm going to hire a chef. Like, I don't need anybody to clean my house. Like, I want, somebody to cook.
That sounds awesome.
Yes, totally. And so, and another thing I do is to change into like loungewear or something when I get home, or jeans or something, rather than leaving on my work clothes and trying to continue. That just is a signal in my mind. Sometimes we need signals in our minds to shut off one thing and start another. And so for me, that's a signal in my mind. If I can put on my jeans and my, 1996 car wash promotional t-shirt or something, that helps me say, okay, this is downtime. I've had, a handful of cashews, boxes, cartoons are going for 30 minutes. Let's kind of get into this and then start supper from there. So, and then another thing I'm doing right now is experimenting with an after lunch coffee. I don't like to do too much
Ah.
caffeine because of anxiety, but if I can, there's this awesome coffee shop downstairs from my office, and if I can jog down there real quick and get just a little small coffee, I'm trying to see if that sort of helps with that witching hour and helps me sort of have the boost that I need to kind of power through, like that 5 o'clock time
Yeah.
frame is so crazy.
Well, it serves another purpose too, because you're getting out of your office, you're getting some interaction with the world, you're getting up and moving around. So I'm
Exactly.
sure.
I always, yeah, like walk down the stairs, take a walk, and no matter how hot it is here, being able to interact with and they're super friendly down there, and there's great people watching, so it's a really good way to feed my brain. Yeah, that's good.
That's awesome. So do you have any particular resources that you really love that you want to share with other moms that help you balance your life?
Yeah, I do. I do. I jotted some down for sure because I wanted to make sure that I had some good stuff for you. One is I don't know. Are you a Mac user?
I am a new
Yeah.
Mac user, so I'm still kind of feeling my way around.
Yeah, you're like drinking the Kool-Aid. Okay, so I started using a Mac years ago. My father-in-law got me into it, and the mail feature for Mac, like having all of your mail from all of your mailboxes come into one box, that has been a life changer for me, having all my accounts connected. And so it's sort of that for me is the best, that truly is my daily go-to tool, being able to have all the mail in one place. So then I'm not having to deal with like my husband who's like, well, I sent it to your personal account. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. I didn't open that. Or, some distant family saying that they keep sending me, like, I don't know, photos to upload or something to my
Right.
business account. This way it's all in one. And that just, I don't know why, but that makes me feel so much more organized to have it in one place. And then I don't know, have you done Dana Mallstaff's Trello training? Do you like Trello?
I don't use Trello yet, but I have seen her training.
Yeah, she's the only one that I could ever understand it from. And so I've just recently started using that. And that's where I can drop in sort of action items for email. So that's another one. So like when I get your information about your podcast, I, drop in like your name and what time and what we're going to do and the coupon code, all those things, and I can drop it in. And then I have it ready to just pull on the day that we do the podcast. So that's been really good. I love the book by Crystal Payne. It's called Say Goodbye to Survival Mode. And she's
Huh.
just, I heard Crystal speak a long time ago at an event in, I guess it was in Missouri. Yeah, Missouri. And she is so, just so fun and cute. She's from the Nashville area. She's of moneysavingmom.com, so you can check her out there. But Crystal has just really good disciplined systems in place to be, they're common sense, but they are just good habits to have every day. And I really like the common sense, strategies where she talks about these are, this is exactly what you need to do. Not just, oh, in theory, it would be great to be organized, but she has some cool ones. And then I really like Women Living Well by Courtney Joseph. That's a Christian book. I'm a Christian myself, but it has a lot of good secular principles in it. I felt like there were some good sort of mindset tips of being able to sort of understand how to calm yourself and be grateful and just be, you know, sort of in the moment. And another one of my favorite, if you use Pinterest, I like following Family Share on Pinterest. I just recently found them. And they have, for me, it's just a good like daily roundup of articles and resources. And they're all related to parenting and relationships. A lot of times there's cooking or desserts. And I had to unfollow that one because then I was making like 800 desserts a week and not doing, you know, like being like, oh, we have to eat regular food. Right. So those are my go-to ones. I really like, you know, Crystal Payne, Say Goodbye to Survival Mode, Women Living Well by Courtney, and then Family Share on Pinterest. Plus Mail on a Mac is totally awesome. Changed my life. And love Trello. I'm loving that.
You know, it's funny. I kid you not, the last five interviews in a row, five or six interviews in a row, when I get to the resources section, Trello is mentioned. So I'm seriously about to write them an email and say, listen, we freebie your product every single week. I need some kickback here.
You do. And they have an affiliate thing where you can get the promotion. Yeah, you've got to get on and do it. And truly, Dana, the way that Dana Malstaff explained it was the only way I could ever understand it. And I actually sent it to this other family. I had dinner with them and they're like, we just don't understand exactly how to use it. And to me, when I saw Dana use it, I was like, okay, this is it. This finally makes sense. And I'm really visual. And so that works a lot better for me than something like iCal or Google Calendars. I know a lot of people like that, but it just doesn't work for me as well.
Yeah. Dana's great at explaining a lot of things back right down to the basic level.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So in your crazy, hectic, busy life, as a master of calming the overwhelm, I am certain you take time for self-care and yourself. So what kind of things do you like to do and how do you fit them into your life?
Well, it has to be a concerted effort. You know, we talked about habits, and so that me time doesn't naturally happen for me. I mean, obviously it did before kids, and I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why I ever said I was busy before. I mean, it's like, I want to be like, Celeste, you have lost your mind. You watch television. That is what,
right.
You know, so, know. So for me, I really am big right now, like I said, on the eucalyptus oil or the peppermint oil in the morning, like being able to have my own coffee, like pour it myself. There's a ritual in counseling that we talk about mindfulness while making tea, which I know sounds so super hippie, so don't make fun of therapists for that. But it's like you're just focusing on one task. And so if I focus on that task of just, this is the cup I like. This is what the coffee smells like. This is what the sugar granules sound like when they hit the cup. This is what a splash of milk, this is how it swirls in that cup. Just taking a moment to really be present with that helps me. And then the caffeine helps.
Yeah, of course.
Also,
of course.
Right? And I put that eucalyptus oil or that peppermint oil into a diffuser and let that sort of have that refreshing property and be able to just breathe that. And that really encourages me to take some deep breaths for the morning. So that's my daily go-to that I just get in because it's a habit. I do it every single day. I have everything set up so I can do that. I love to keep my regular sitter available for Friday afternoons, but clear my schedule and go meet my sister. She has Friday afternoons off also. Nice. And we do it like once a year, but that is my favorite way to incorporate, like just keep the sitter, call her up and be like, clear your schedule. We are going to get pedicures, you know, and nice. Do that. And then we Instagram it and all that stuff so we can relive it forever.
You got to document that day.
Yeah. Even though it's like one time a year. Yeah. But then if I have a cancellation in my schedule, cause that happens sometimes as a therapist, people will just call and have things come up. And I don't keep like a waiting list. So if I have a cancellation in my schedule, I try to use that really mindfully. And if I notice, okay, I've had kind of a stressful day and yeah, there are 20 different things in my reading pane maybe that I could read and use that time. But instead, sometimes I'll call my friend Mary and see if she just wants to run out and have breakfast. She's a realtor. And so I can just say, hey, are you up? Do you want to, you know, run downstairs or go to Panera? And that's really fun because I need that girlfriend time to have her. She's not in the therapy world. She's not, you know, involved in the craziness of my house, but she is a business owner. And we just sit and we can talk about, you know, just random, you know, eyebrow waxing or like, you know, getting our nails done, or who has, you know, had a really funny post on Facebook or something. And so that's fun to be able to, if I have a cancellation, to do that time with her, or just to maybe run over to the mall really quick and do that. Like, so having some kind of go-to, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to check in with my mind, and this is maybe what I can do if I have free time.
I must really need some girl time, because my eyes literally watered up when you talked about going to meet your friend for breakfast. I'm like, aww, okay, that's got to be a sign that I'm missing my girlfriends or something.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I was not taking time for that. I mean, we have not always lived in the city where we live now. We moved here about 2 years ago. And for the first year, honestly, I said to myself, I don't have time for friends. I cannot fit that in. And my life is too full. If I want to spend time with my family, and if I want to work my business, and if I want to be one of those awesome moms that's at all of the, you know, PTO things or whatever, I will have to sacrifice this. And I really just discovered that it wasn't true. There are little tiny granules of time in the day that I can use to make that time with friends. Now, sometimes it comes up in a cancellation, but sometimes I have to say, like, okay, Mary, or to my sister, in 4 weeks from 9 to 10:30 on this particular Saturday, let's meet up, you know, and having that, you know, maybe set that up weeks and weeks in advance. Because if it's not on the calendar, like a regular thing, it's just really not going to happen. Nothing taking care of yourself is going to, right?
That is so true. I've had to schedule an exercise in the same way. I'll make time for my girlfriends on a whim, but I won't make time for exercise on a whim. So it has to
be scheduled. Yeah, likewise. I have an appointment in my appointment book for the counseling practice. I have a dummy account set up. And so it's like, what is the customer name? I'm like, the customer is dummy. Put dummy in for because that's me. The dummy account is my appointment with myself. And I'm like, what is dummy supposed to be doing at this from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock? Oh, she's supposed to be exercising.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah. I'm sorry this has been kind of an off the wall. I've been a little bit distracted by children and craziness today. But you just rolled right with the punches, so I appreciate it.
That is where I live, so you don't worry about that one bit. No, it was awesome. Super fun to be with you today. I love just having this time to interact and chat and share with you and your audience.
Yes, and just one last time before we go, for the listeners, can you please tell us where to find you and what the coupon code is for the free trial?
Yes, I would love to. So you can go to quietmindcollective.com. That's for the membership website, and you can enter the coupon code. It's all caps, $1 boss mom, and it's all spelled out, $1 boss mom. And when you enter that at checkout, you'll get to try the product for just $1 for the first 30 days. And if all you want is the first 30 days, you just use it for that. If you want to continue, then you're just billed at the regular rate, which is $37 a month, cheaper than a gym membership, a lot cheaper than a daily coffee downstairs. I can vouch for that. And so I would love to have you guys just check it out and be able to interact with our other members and really bring to the table your own, you know, strategies that you're using. So that's quietmindcollective.com, coupon code $1 boss mom. Or you can always check out my counseling website if you like. It's thoughtfuljourneycounseling.com if you're local to the North Alabama area, but would love to hear from any of your listeners.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to episode 31 with Celeste Kaufman. We hope you enjoyed the show and got a lot of information from her. Don't forget to head on over to her site, which you can find all the details in our show notes at losethecape.com/podcast/31 to take advantage of her 30-day $1 offer for her website. If you struggle with anxiety or stress management or excessive tension, worrying, all of those kinds of things, it's a program where she's got all kinds of information. I've already checked it out and signed up for it, actually, and there's a lot of great information to help you work through that. And there again, it's $1, excuse me, for 30 days. Be sure to check that out. Have a great day, and please leave us a review on iTunes if you like our show so that other people can find us too.